Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Ballpark Frank Harnish, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, and our fearless leader, Big T Terrence, is he'll be off this week. He's probably doing more important stuff than we're doing because we're just kicking back and talking on the radio. A lot of stuff to get to. We're going to continue our NFL looks. We'll look at the AFC North a little bit later on in the show. We'll be joined by Tom Barton from Tom Barton Sports. But lots of fighting stuff to get to. The Olympics around the corner, baseball, basketball. I mean, there's a lot of no slow times anymore, Phil. No slow times.
Yeah, this used to be the lull of the year. This is when everyone used to talk about, oh, you know, baseball, we're just getting past the All-Star break, can't wait for football. But let's be honest, football training camp starts, and football is officially here, in my opinion.
Let's be honest, how many times have we talked baseball on this program?
Yeah, we're usually not going to talk. We probably won't talk any baseball until we get towards, you know, postseason, because that's when it really counts.
I didn't say we were going to talk it. I just said it's going on.
It's just happening.
I'm just saying. It's just like, let's be honest.
It is happening. And there, Frank's absolutely right. There is a lot happening. Do you? Last week, we had talked about a little boxing. We had talked a little MMA. We obviously talked the NFL. But do you know that last week, we talked Holly Holm and her fight, and it was the very first UFC I have missed in about 8 years. First time I've missed a UFC in 8 years. I heard it was a good fight. I did catch the co-main event, Gilbert Melendez against Edson Barboza, which was a lot of fun. Leg kicks galore.
That was so much fun watching it in a sports book.
Yeah, because Armando and I, we headed over to the Terrence Crawford-Victor Postol fight, which I would like to know, what did you think of the performance of Terrence Crawford? I did see a lot of backlash from some fans not liking the type of fight it was, but, he's an impressive fighter.
Well, he was really impressive. I'm a boxing fanatic. Let's just put it out there. If those of you that don't know, I was very impressed by how Terrence Crawford, how he boxed beautifully, how he moved so fluid, how he took the first couple of rounds to figure out this guy, who was quite bigger than a lot bigger than him. It looked like. I mean, he stood very tall. I mean, he fought very tall, but Crawford, his movement, the way he would stop and throw a punch here and there, the way he set him up most of the fight, it was just a thing of beauty. Now, if you want to go see a boxing match where people are going to throw down and just, you know, let skill out the window, you know, that they're fun fights to watch. But this was a boxing show. That's what he went on. I mean, the co-main event. We had a knockout.
Second round.
It was okay. We got that out of the way, and then we saw boxing for 12 rounds, which was fantastic. Terrence Crawford took two or three rounds to figure him out and then decided, okay, I'm just going to toy with this guy and fight the whole run.
Was it as one-sided being there live is all the reports that I had read and people that have watched it on TV and that?
I think Max Kellerman said it best that this was a fight where leading up to it, and Terrence beforehand was one of those fights that he didn't expect would happen so soon because you have two great prospects, both of them undefeated, both fighting so early on. But Max Kellerman, like I said, he said it best. This was a fight where, like Armando said, it took Crawford a little bit to figure him out. But the first three rounds, you thought that this was a fight that could be even. After that, it was all Crawford. He schooled him. He really did. Very, very impressive. Now, the big talk is the winner of this fight may possibly be the man to face Manny Pacquiao when he comes out of retirement come October or November. I believe it's November.
November.
Do you think Terrence Crawford versus Manny Pacquiao is a fight we're going to see?
I hope it is. I can't see Vargas taking this fight, which is probably where they want to go because I think it's a little bit easier fight. But, I mean, come on. Everybody, if boxing fans rather see Terrence Crawford against Manny Pacquiao. But again, we don't know where Manny's head's at. And we don't know, I mean, if he has his obligations to his country. I mean, how is he going to train correctly, properly? And he's going to show up in L.A. the last 2 weeks before coming here. And supposedly he's going to work. He's going to do his day shift at his office and then work out at night. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can do this part time.
Do we think we should see Manny Pacquiao fight again? Do you want to see him come out of retirement?
Was it really a retirement? Come on.
Well, I mean, it's a second one, but is it really a retirement? Do you want to see him fight again, Frank?
I wouldn't mind seeing him fight again if he was 100% dedicated and really was going to go in there and it wasn't just a paycheck or something else if he was serious about doing it. But again, I don't know if it's being a politician or a boxer. He promised the people of the Philippines that he was done with that because he was going to completely focus on his political life. Now, we know politicians generally are nothing but professional liars. That's my opinion, not that of Lotus Broadcasting. But we also know that boxers retire multiple times in their career all the time. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Manny Pacquiao fight if he was 100% committed and it was the right opponent in that. I thought it interesting when you said that you didn't think Vargas would take it. Why would anybody not take this fight with the payday that it would be? Who would they get that would be a bigger payday outside of Mayweather than Manny Pacquiao or maybe...
Well, that's Canelo.
I threw the oop to you there.
Softball pitch. But it's not something. Yeah, that's the thing is I don't know if this is going to happen. I really don't know if it's going to happen. That Manny wants that Floyd rematch. That's what he wants. Does he get it? I don't know. No. I mean, does Floyd come out of retirement for that? The money is probably the only thing that's going to draw him out.
Yeah, but who's going to offer him $200 million? And they're not going to see the kind of money and the kind of that was brought in the first time. They're not going to get half of that this time.
I don't think anybody took Floyd seriously when he first retired. But then I think once the T-Mobile opened and he was not in that car to open it, I think some people started saying, you know what? He might just be serious and he might not be coming back. Because everybody originally thought that when that arena opened, that Floyd Mayweather Jr. would be opening it.
Now, Guns N' Roses be opening it, son.
Well, from a sporting aspect.
I believe, is it WWE that opened it?
No. That'd be Sports Entertainment.
So what was it, UFC?
I think it actually was the Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses was the first show there. Yeah, absolutely.
But there was a boxing match. There have been boxing matches there already, so I don't remember the exact fight.
That was Canelo's knockout of Amir Khan.
Canelo, okay.
Canelo.
Let's talk about a fight that, you know, did happen. Did anybody here, you see this stuff on Warren Sapp? Probably one of the funniest things that I have heard in a long time.
Now, is that really a fight? I mean,
no, it was a fight, and Warren Sapp lost. He got his butt kicked in. And for those people who haven't heard about it, the other day, Warren Sapp, lobster diving down in Florida, sticks his hand into a hole, trying to find a lobster, and gets bit by a shark. He got bit by a shark. Took a nice chunk out of him.
Why are we laughing here? Wait a minute.
took a nice chunk out of him. I was a little surprised about this, but took a nice chunk out of him. If you haven't seen the pictures, he posted on the boat captain, took a picture of him. Warren was, he was like, I thought for a second, I didn't know what was going on. I stuck my hand in that hole. Got to be careful when you, and per Warren Sapp, you must be careful when sticking your hand into holes because you don't know what's going to bite you.
So was the hole actually the shark's mouth or what?
He was looking for a lobster. I don't know, but Warren Sapp took a beating from a shark this past weekend.
Yes, he did.
He did. And speaking of Warren Sapp, actually, I thought that was a funny story. I wanted to bring it up. Gil Brandt, the godfather. Gil Brandt, former vice president of affairs for the Dallas Cowboys years ago, senior editor of NFL.com. Well, he just actually tweeted out the other day. It was released the top 50 jersey sales so far this year in the NFL. 4 out of the top 5 from the same team. Do you have a guess, Frank, on what team that is?
4 of the top 5 jerseys from the same team in the NFL.
4 of the top 5 selling jerseys in the NFL. 4 of them, numbers 1, 2, 3, and 5, are from the same team. What team?
Well, it's not the Las Vegas Raiders.
Not yet. Maybe, but not yet.
I am not 100% sure.
Armando, you got a guess?
If it's not Oakland, it's Dallas.
It is Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys clearly are still America's team. And it's listen to this. Number 1, Dez Bryant. Number 2, Tony Romo.
What?
Number 3. Here was the shocker. Number 3. The third highest selling NFL jersey of the year so far, Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, that one makes sense to me.
See, it doesn't to me.
Why does it make sense?
It doesn't
because
to me
people
yet.
Wouldn't have it yet. The other jerseys people would already have. How do you not have a Dez Bryant or a Tony Romo if you wanted one all these years? When you have a rookie coming in, I could see that. And he's a very highly touted rookie. I could see him. I could see somebody.
He's a criminal.
Alleged criminal. We'll talk about that. We'll get to that in a second.
Don't be hating on the Buckeye, man. Don't be hating on the Buckeye.
I know you're a Buckeye fan, but no, come on. That's who he is.
You are lucky our producer Terrence is not here to hear you say this, because he's a big Elliott fan. Big Buckeye fan. Who do you think number five was? Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Jason Witten.
Of course. Okay.
Number four, another big fan for Big T over there. Aaron Rodgers was the number four.
And again, how do you not have an Aaron Rodgers jersey if you want one? If you've wanted one.
You know, new fans coming in all the time, whether you're a kid, maybe he's growing in, maybe he grew out of his last jersey, I don't know. But the Ezekiel Elliott one is the one that kind of threw me for a loop, because the guy hasn't stepped on the field yet. You don't even know what you're going to get. And that was my question to you. A lot of insiders have this guy as the number one back going into the season. Not for the Cowboys. They think he's going to be one of the best running backs in the league. Fantasy owners are already picking this guy up as number one before he's stepped on the field. Is this a mistake, Armando? Are they ranking this guy way? Are these expectations way too high?
I believe that the expectations are way too high. But again, this guy seems to take all the controversies, all the expectations that he had. I mean, he seems to thrive on them. He seems it doesn't affect him. I mean, he badmouths his coaches. He badmouths his equipment. I mean,
last week he was accused of some sort of abuse or allegations,
right.
But charges were never brought forward, and he was cleared of that. But still, I mean, yeah, where there's smoke, there's fire. He seems to get in trouble.
Yeah, but again, he does all these things. And he doesn't miss a beat. He produces. I mean, I for one would never buy a jersey of his, college, pro, or whatnot. But the guy delivers. We can't deny that.
Well, I wouldn't buy his jersey just because it wouldn't. I don't need my midriff showing.
Yeah, because he's gonna fit, right?
Wearing that sawed-off jersey like that all the time.
He can't do that in the NFL.
But again, the fact that he's a rookie does not surprise me at all that he's up there. Because we've seen that before with rookies coming in highly touted than their jersey sell. RG3 jersey sold very well his first year that he came out before he ever took the field. Michael Sam, who never even played a down in the NFL, was like the third selling jersey his rookie season, the season it was trying to make a team.
Didn't Manziel sell quite a few
jerseys?
Yeah,
Manziel sold a lot. So the fact that he's a rookie, that doesn't surprise me. That really doesn't at all.
It's just, I don't understand. People... You're dropping all of this money on a jersey, and you don't even know if he's going to play. We don't even know if he's going to play yet. Yeah, he's projected first round. You never know what we're going to get
people
out of
learned
him.
People learned nothing from Manziel and obviously Michael Sam. Now they have something that they can line their litter box with, for crying out loud. But
I like it. I like it.
But no, I mean, it's what does surprise me is that four of the top five would be Cowboys.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that, too. And do you know what? Being a Saints fan, I was a little hurt. Not one Saint on that list. What? Not even Drew Brees. I was a little taken
aback. Now, how deep does the list go?
Top 50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
so
there is 50, and I can pull them up here.
Is there any Bear on there? Because outside of Elshon Jeffrey, I can't imagine anybody wanting a Bear jersey. And since he's got the franchise tag and is going to be leaving after this season, I wouldn't invest in one of those. As a Bears fan, I'm saying this.
Yes.
I don't see any Bears
on this
list.
I'm sure there's not a Bears on there.
Well, let's go top 10. You got Dez Bryant, Tony Romo, Ezekiel Elliott, Aaron Rodgers, Jason Witten, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Odell Beckham, Carson Wentz, Gronkowski.
And we don't have a Raider in there.
Carson Wentz, another rookie.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack is your first Raider at number 13.
Okay.
Then you got at 15, though. And 16, Derek Carr, and then Amari Cooper.
Okay.
So your Raiders are up there. Obviously, the Raider fan base is always there. And, Frank, I know this week there was some talk going around we might have more proposed sites for a Raiders dome or building or arena.
Well, I've heard they've narrowed it down some. Eliminated some of the sites out there. So it's down to about, like, three or four main sites that they're looking at and still two alternative ones.
And one of the things that I'm seeing, I mean, the time frame to get this done.
They say it's got to be by the end of the year.
It just seems so unrealistic. I mean, is there any chance that it gets done by the end of the year?
Well, there's a chance. There's a chance if the Fertittas come out and say, we just sold the UFC for $4.2 billion, so we'll foot the bill for part of the stadium, so let's just build it where the Wild Wild West is and quit this whole, you know, quit with all the committees and everything else looking at it. There's a chance. It's a long shot. The longer they wait, though, I think it's more unlikely that the Raiders come out here because then they have to make deals for more seasons that much down the road. They're already basically playing as a lame dunk tenant.
Yeah, and Armando right now is thankful of that because he's like, I just dropped the 49ers as a team that I liked, and now I'm a Rams fan. Now we'd have to be a Raiders fan, and that would be a lot. That's a lot of jumping around for you.
And remember, the Chargers are still in the mix if the Raiders don't come. So, you know.
No.
Armando's bouncing all over the place.
I don't know how, if I could picture you in that powder blue and yellow. I don't know.
Get used to it. It's going to happen.
I don't know if I could do it.
But the only problem is that I don't even know a single player on the Rams.
This is now your team, and you don't.
We haven't done them yet.
You do have one of the best running backs in the NFL, not Ezekiel Elliott, Gurley. Okay, you've got that going for you. I do. And let's talking about some of the best in the NFL. I really want to jump over. Did you guys see this thing yesterday about the bet that Brandon Marshall threw at Antonio Brown?
Brandon Marshall's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but Antonio Brown showed up to Steelers camp in a slicked out beautiful tricked up little Rolls Royce worth a ton of money.
Yes.
Well, Brandon Marshall, who, you know, I know you might not be the biggest fan of Brandon Marshall because of his past, but you know, Brandon Marshall's got his head together. He did pretty well last year. He's looking pretty good with the Jets. He says he put a bet up for his Porsche. They wanted to he was going for pink slips first, but instead of pink slips, he's saying whoever has the most yards. Do you think there's any chance Brandon Marshall gets more receiving yards than Antonio Brown this year?
Well, it's kind of like the stadium question. Yes, there's a chance. Injuries happen in the NFL.
It's a small chance, though.
Guys get hurt.
Based on their quarterback, who do you think does it? Do you think Antonio Brown gets more receiving yards from Roethlisberger? Or now that, I mean, we do have Ryan Fitzpatrick did re-sign with the Jets.
Smartest quarterback in the NFL. Not the most talented, not the best, but he's got that Ivy League scholarship. So he's just, and he was smart enough. Everybody thought, why is he holding out for this money? He was smart enough to know that eventually he'd get some.
Eventually he got it, and it did make a lot of the guys happy. And before we go to break, because I know we have to, first week of Raw, SmackDown, Split, Brand. What did you think, Armando? Are you digging it or are you hating it? Because a lot of people
they're on the fence. Raw was sensational, though. It was sensational. It was one of the best Raws I've seen in a few
years. And speaking
of
sensational, sensational place for you to get all your supplements and your vitamins, Vegas Discount Nutrition, 3 locations, a 4th on the way, November the 1st in the Fashion Show Mall. We got to step aside. It's the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. When we come back, Tom Barton talking a little NFL action. That's right. We talk real sports on this show, too.